Welcome back to the Microsoft Cloud Transition Training. I'm Jen Seeger, and my role is to lead partner profitability for the Worldwide Partner Group, with the goal of helping to improve business profitability for all of our partners. I'm happy to be here today to speak to you about the fifth installment of nine-part training we've created along with our content partner, Service Leadership, to help you get your business transitioned to the cloud. In this session, we'll focus on what the service executive will want to review when implementing the cloud business strategy. These are, in order, how your chosen strategy impacts your service factory, the impact of your present technology stack, and the new business onboarding process. When planning the launch of any new service, the key to remember is that success requires planning and documentation of all new processes. Here is the logical way to think about this. Your business is like a factory, where each service is delivered on a separate assembly line. Your chosen cloud business option is a new assembly line in that factory. Therefore, all assembly steps in the service cycle must be recorded on a process map. While you're recording the steps, you will also need to set aside service levels for each process in the delivery of your new cloud business. Finally, it's critical that all employees are trained on what to expect and how to get it done. Now that you have an idea of how to ensure success for your new service factory, let's look at how the cloud business options affect your service operation differently, depending upon your current predominant business model or PBM. As you can see from the accompanying slide, managed service providers have the easiest task integrating the options. Product and project-centric partners should be aware that options will have a high degree of impact on their operations and need to resource the new business accordingly. As you recall from earlier in session 4 and the accompanying slide, the three factors that affect service quality are efficient processes, technology standards, and a narrow customer profile. The most successful cloud and managed services partners in terms of growth and profits sell to just one target customer size and stick to it strictly. Those partners also drive to technology standards. Why is setting a technology standard critical to your company's success? Well, technology standard will impact service quality, and without service quality, good growth will not be sustainable due to lack of sales confidence in services, referrals, and margins. Selling and delivering quality services to customers of widely different sizes creates multiple difficulties. Customers of different sizes have different sales cycles and account management needs, different engineering skills, systems and tools, reporting, and so on. Solution providers who try to sell services to two or more different customer sizes simultaneously will either underperform or end up adding costs to build multiple marketing, sales, and delivery operations. Focus gives top-performing firms time to develop high-value, differentiated services while simultaneously driving down costs. Let's take a look at the current slide to determine which one best describes your firm. This chart shows traits of different companies in different operational maturity levels. Your task will be again to identify where you are today, then read the description of the next highest OML. Your goal should be to get to that next level. Note that the progression of skills in driving technology standards moves from creating them to implementing them and finally to leveraging them to your full advantage. Mastering this basic discipline is what makes introducing new services easy for high-performing firms and challenging for those with less maturity. I want to call out here that technology standards are likely a new concept for product and project-centric partners. Pay special attention to the guidance on the next steps here. Product-centric PBMs must narrow the products that they will service, and for each type of cloud service, limit themselves to one solution. Project-centric PBMs should focus on a technology stack that is adaptable to the majority of their target market, while avoiding costly and time-consuming bleeding-edge technologies. The process for defining your standard technology stack is straightforward. Begin by grouping your current customers by size, list the technology you presently support for each, then narrow this down to the one preferred product per segment. Next, focus training and support on these few chosen products to ensure future profitability and service quality. Moving new and existing customers to this new standard will become one of the key initiatives for your business. Pre-sales engineering will integrate the technology standards into all new proposals. Existing clients should also be transitioned to this model through education and consulting with a defined timetable. When starting to sell a new cloud service offering, it's important to consider how its implementation might affect a new client, because first impressions count. Smooth new client onboardings are important to your growth and success. You can minimize onboarding risk by overinvesting in resources and documentation. Through several implementations, your costs will gradually decrease, but do not shortchange yourself and your customers in the beginning. Remember, you're charging the customer for this onboarding, so go the extra mile to make sure that your quality and the customer's experience are both thorough and more than satisfactory at every checkpoint. Ideally, you want this critical process to differentiate you in the marketplace. Now let's look at the accompanying slide to discover where you are on the progression. Aim to make onboarding part of what makes you different from the competition by having tight documentation and extensive training on how to do it right. Project-centric PBMs have the advantage on this trait because of their skills in estimating costs and project management. They will quickly drive more profitable onboardings with more project data points and figures. Product-centric PBMs without a lot of project experience will start with estimates of cost to onboard a new cloud client and will set a fee based on this estimate. They will adjust the rate later with data from actual costs and performance. To conclude this chapter, your chosen cloud business option must be implemented with service in mind. You'll be more successful with your cloud business strategy if you fully plan for its effect on your technology standards and your onboarding experience. In the next chapter, we'll explore how your chosen cloud business strategy affects your sales operation. I hope this content's been useful. Thanks for your time today.